我们先有点祷告。
Let's first pray together.
主，我们一同来到你面前仰望你。
Lord, we come before you together to look upon you.
你是何等的信实。
How faithful you are.
你用着你自己的话来显明你心里的意念。
You use your own words to manifest your will to us.
你也让我们从你的话里头认识你自己的尊贵荣耀和你自己的权柄。
Know your honor and glory and your authority through your words.
你就是按照你的定义来引领我们走在你的面前。
And you lead us according to your will.
主啊，我们向你低头敬拜。
Lord, we bow down and worship you.
因为像我们这出于尘土的人，你竟然如此的恩待了我们。
Because you have shown mercy to us who are from dust.
你救了我们。
You saved us.
又把我们放在你手中的工作里。
And you also place us into your works.
你就照着你的旨意来做成你所要做的。
And you finish what you determined to do according to your will.
主啊，我们实在需要你更多的恩待。
Lord, indeed, we need your mercy.
叫我们灵里边时刻的保持明亮。
So that our spirit will be enlightened.
可以看见你手中的工作。
So that we can see the work in your hands.
也能跟随你手中所要做成的。
And then we can follow on to what you determined to do.
主，我们仰望你。
Lord, we look upon you.
这段时间求主显明你的同在。
This time, Lord, may you manifest your presence.
把你做工的手给我们看得见。
So that we can see the hand of your works.
好叫你的法则在我们的里面可以生根。
So that your principles can be rooted within us.
让我们可以很准确的来跟随你。
So we can follow you very clearly.
主，谢谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
帮助我们认识你手中的工作。
Help us to see the work in your hands.
我们将祷告仰望奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray this in Jesus' name.
Amen. 我们今天继续还是在看神做工的法则。
Today we'll continue to look at the topic, the principle of God's work.
我们曾经用了好几次来交通到这一方面。
We've spent several times to fellowship on this topic.
我们说到神他有一个永远的旨意。
We say that God has an eternal will.
神有一个永远的旨意。
God has an eternal will.
他是按照他自己的旨意来显明他的工作。
And he works according to his eternal will to manifest his work.
他的旨意乃是要叫万有都在基督里同归于一。
And God's eternal will is to sum up all things as one in Christ.
那在我们的身上。
Now upon us.
那要把我们造就到一个地步来磨成他儿子的模样。
He is to establish us until he conforms us to the image of his son.
那他就朝着这样的一个旨意来做工。
And he works according to this direction.
他做工的方法就是他的儿子。
And the way in which God works is his son.
所以我们说基督是神做工的方法。
So therefore we say that Christ is the way which God works.
神借着基督来做工的时候。
As God works through Christ.
他是有法则的。
He has some principles.
他不是虽然是根据他自己的旨意
，even though it is according to God's own will，
但是他是有法则的
，but he works according to principle。
他绝对不是从由性之所致，他就决定他要怎么做。
He just does not work as he feels and does whatever he wants。
他是有法则的。
He works according to principle。
连他自己也跟随他的法则来做工。
God himself even works according to his own principle。
正因为是这样。
Because of this,
所以我们来看神做工的法则就有非常非常严肃的意义。
As we look into God's working principle, then it has very serious meaning for us.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
我们曾经交通过了三点。
We have already shared on three points.
头一点就是神根据他自己。来做工。
The first point being that God works according to himself.
第二点是神根据分别的原则来做工。
The second principle is that God works according to the principle of separation.
第三点我们是说到神是借着生命来做工。
The third point being that God works according to the principle of life.
说到生命的时候那就连同十字架 是包括在里头的。
When we mention about this principle of life, that also includes the principle of the cross.
因为是十字架释放了神儿子的生命。
Because it is through the cross that the life of the Son of God is released.
也是十字架让我们可以有条件去接受神儿子的生命。
It is also through the cross that we're able to be qualified to receive the life of the Son of God.
我们感谢我们的主。
We praise and thank our Lord.
借着生命，或者说借着十字架。神把他在人中间所要做的工做成。
Through life, or in other words, through the cross, God is able to accomplish the work He desires through in man.
那今天晚上我们开始要看第四点。
Tonight we'll look into the fourth principle.
那第四点神做工的法则让我们去看到的是什么呢？
What is the fourth principle in which God works that allows for us to see?
我们用圣经的话上面来说，那就是配搭。
If we use scriptural terms, that is coordination.
那什么叫做配搭呢？
Now what is working together?
用人的话来讲，就是分工合作。
In other words, in man's terms, it is working together.
我们感谢我们的主。
We thank our Lord.
神把他做工的法则当中的配搭这个部分也向我们来解开。
In the principle in which God works, God also opens to us this matter of working together accordingly.
那我们就从神的话语里面来看神怎么把他这一个法则也向我们来说明。
Now let us look into the word of God, how he reveals this principle to us according to his word.
首先第一件事情，我们必须要回到我们非常非常熟悉的那些话里面去看。
First thing is we must return back to the words, those which we are very, very familiar with, to look and see.
因为许多的时候，因为太熟悉了，我们就不在意。
Because many a times we're too familiar with those words, therefore we do not pay much attention.
但是就在那些熟悉的话的里面，所以一开始就给我们看见配搭。
But it is through those very familiar words, even from the beginning, God shows us working together accordingly.
弟兄姊妹都能背得出创世纪第一章第一节。
Brothers and sisters, we all can recite Genesis chapter 1 verse 1.
你说起初神创造天地。
It says, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth.
太熟了。
We're too familiar with it.
但是在这么熟悉的一句话的里头。
But in these very familiar words.
神已经把一个配搭的法则在那里向我们发表了。
God has also already manifested this principle of working together coordinately.
弟兄姊妹，当然，神这样的一个发表是非常隐藏的。
Of course, brothers and sisters, the way in which God manifests this principle is very hidden.
但是也不能说它是完全隐藏的。
But we cannot say it is completely hidden.
那会读希伯来文的人告诉我们。
Those who know Hebrew tells us.
起初神创造天地的这一个神。
In this verse, God, in the beginning, God who created the heaven and the earth, this God,
当然他是独一的真神。
Of course, he is the only and true God.
但是这位独一的真神确实有他特别的组成。
Yet, in this only one and true God, there is a special, unique construction of the deity.
那就是我们常说所说的那个三而一的神。
That is what we oftentimes call God the Trinity.
他是独一的神。
He is the only one and true God.
但是他确实有三个位格。
Yet he has three personalities.
虽然是有三个位格。
Though there are three personalities.
但是他们确实连接在一起。
Yet they're united.
所以是独一的神。
Therefore it is the only one God.
但是很有意思。
But very meaningfully.
起初神创造天地。
In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth.
那这一个神。
Now this God.
那这是我们中国人是很不容易去领会的。
This is something the Chinese cannot easily understand.
但希伯来文里面，他们这一个神字啊，就是一个复数的名字。
But this word God in Hebrew is multiple, is plural.
我们觉得非常非常难以明白的。
This is something very hard for us to understand.
既然说他是一位神。
If you say he is only one God.
怎么他可能是众数的？
How can it be in plural form?
但是事实上他发表出来他就是这样。
Yet the fact when it is manifested, that is the
case. 他给我们看见他是三而一的神也是这样。
He also shows us that as he reveals himself to us as the triune God.
弟兄姊妹，你读英文圣经也读不出来了。
Brothers and sisters, when you read the English, you cannot find that either.
但你怎么能读出来呢？
But how are we able to read that?
当然 懂得希腊文的人，他们告诉我们。
Of course, those who know Greek tell us.
但是你说我们不懂希腊文，我们怎么懂？
You say we don't know Greek. What do we do?
但是感谢主。
But we thank the Lord.
你可以从那一个不一定要懂希腊文，你不要一定要懂希伯来希伯来文。
Now that is in the Hebrew, you don't need necessarily to know Hebrew.
你懂英文就可以了。
As long as you know English.
但是不是看英文圣经。
But not just reading the English Bible.
是看concordance.
But to read the concordance.
你特别是看 Young's concordance.
Especially if you read Young's Concordance.
或者是看那个 Veer 的那 Concordance.
Or if you read Veer's Concordance.
你就发觉。
Then you discover.
这一个神，他那里写出来给你看到，在希伯来文里面是众数的。
This word God, as it is in the Hebrew, is in the plural form.
它是 gods.
It's gods.
这个是我们。不太领会。
This is something we cannot understand.
但是我们不必管它了。
But regardless,
我们知道三而一的神的时候，这一点对我们来说就不再是难处。
If we realize we know the fact of the triune God, then this is not an issue for us.
如果我们不知道不懂得三而一的神的话，那这个的确是一个心思上的难处。
Now if we do not understand or realize the fact of the triune God, then in our minds this would be an issue.
不过我们今天不是想神。
But today we're not getting into that.
我们是讲神做工的方法。
We're talking about in the principle in which God works.
所以弟兄姊妹，你知道这里头的那一个神智是给我们看见是一个复数的神。
Now brothers and sisters, realize here the word God is in the plural form.
那就是说。
That is to say,
当起初神创造天地的时候
in the beginning, when God created the heaven and the earth,
这一位复数的神他在那里去完成这件事
this God in the plural form is to complete this matter.
而那个意思就是说
that is to say,
在整个创造的工作的里边
in the entire work of creation,
不是只有父神在那里做
it is not only the God the Father at work,
子神也在那里做
God the Son is also at work,
圣灵也在那里做
God the Spirit is also at work.
他们三位都在那里一同来做
The three of them is working there together.
我们感谢我们的主。
We praise and thank our Lord.
那在创世纪第一章的里头。
In Genesis chapter 1.
弟兄姊妹，你很容易，除了这一个点，你很容易在别一个地点，别一个地方，你也看到这个问题。
Aside from this point, very easily from another passage, you're able to see this point.
不过我们没看那一点的时候，我们先看在创造的记录里。
But before we get into that point, we just first will look in the recording of the creation.
那起初神创造天地。
In the beginning, God created the heaven、and the earth.
这个观念我们一定是把它看作是父神。
In our concept, of course, we view this as God the Father's work.
但弟兄姊妹，当你读箴言书第八章的时候
，But brothers and sisters, when you read Proverbs chapter 8,
你就看到那里有一个创世的记录。
There you see the recording of creation.
而那个创世的记录就说出
，In that recording, it tells us.
当神在那里创造那个天地的时候
，When God is there created the heaven and the earth.
他在那里创造万有的时候
，There when He created all.
那子神就在那里做工程师。
God the Son there is the architect.
那主神就在那里做设计的。
God the Son there is the designer.
这就做整个这个工程的安排。
God, the Son is arranging for all the architecture.
我们感谢我们的主。
We thank our Lord.
这就给我们看见父与子已经在那里合作了。
There we're able to see that God and the Father and God the Son is working together.
那我们又看到。
We also see.
不能很细的看，因为这样如果看得太细的话，我们没有时间了。
We cannot go into too much detail, otherwise we don't have the time.
那我们回到创世纪里。
When we go back to Genesis,
你就看到一件事情。
You're able to see one thing.
当神起初的那个天地给破坏了以后。
After the heaven and the earth was disrupted.
神来做恢复的工作。
As God does His restoration work.
那你看见这个恢复的工作所突出的最早突出的是什么？
You can see what is the outstanding.Point in this recovery work.
神的灵运行在水面上。
It is that the Spirit was moving upon the face of the water.
圣灵出来了。
That the Spirit appears.
好像圣灵在那里来
It seems as if the Spirit of God is there examining all the matters. After he examines, and then what? The scriptures did not record. It only records that the Spirit of God moved upon the waters. And then you can see God said, let there be light. Brothers and sisters, when we pay attention to these recordings,
也把神做工的一个法则在那里表达出来。
Very hiddenly, it also does reveal to us a principle in which God works.
三而一的神是完全在那里合作，使这个天地造出来，也使这一个堕落的天地得恢复。
The triune God is completely working together to create this heaven and earth, and also after it has fallen, it is there, they are there to do the recovery work.
不单是这样,
not only that,
到了那个恢复的工作, 到了最高潮的时候,
at the climax of that restoration,
那就是造人了,
that is when man was created.
那这个又是我们很熟悉的经文,
that is also a passage we're very familiar with.
我们也常常特别这一点,
we, many times we make this point outstanding.
哎呦,从26节你就看到,
because from verse 26 you can see,
神说, 我们要照着我们的形象,按照我们的样式去造人。
And God said, let us make man in our image and after our likeness.
弟兄姊妹,你看到了,
brothers and sisters, you can
see,
it has three ours, us here.
那,你就看到了,
you can see,
不是只是父神在那里动,有动作,
it is not only God the Father at work there,
子神在那里也有动作,
but God the Son is at work,
圣灵在那里也有动作,
God the Spirit is also at work. We thank our Lord.
当神起初把他自己给介绍给人的时候,
in the beginning when God introduces himself to us,
他已经非常隐藏, 但是又不是很隐藏的, 在那里发表他做工的法则。
Hiddenly, but not very too much hiddenly, he reveals to us the principle in which he works. Indeed, we must praise and thank our Lord.
那好了,
now, after God has finished the creation work,
那他的旨意的完成就交托给人了,
he has entrusted man with the completion of his will.
他交托给人的时候,他就宣告两件事情。
As he entrusts, commits that to man, he proclaims two things. The first is to be fruitful and multiply and fill the land. Second is to subdue it and to govern all that God has created. It includes the land.
那第二说就是神托付给人的两件非常
Now, brothers and sisters, these are two very important things which God has committed over to man. One is the expression of his likeness, his image. One is to manifest his authority. This is what he entrusted man with.
那好了。Now,那神既然把这样的大的一个任务托付给被造的人,
since God committed such a great commission over to man, the created man. Now how is man able to finish, accomplish this commitment? We see one thing.
那神在那里让人把他所造的一切的动物都起了名字以后,
after God allowed for man to give names to all of his creation,
神就为人造了一个配偶。
God created for man a helpmate.
弟兄姊妹要记住一件事情,
brothers and sisters, you must remember one thing.
所有动物的名字都是人给他起的。
All the name of the beast was given by man.
但是这个人只是一个人。
But this was only one man.
只是亚当。
It was only Adam.
那时候亚撒我还没出来。
At that time, Eve did not come about.
但神为什么要让他们给这个动物起名字呢?
Now, why did God let man give names to the beast?
神心思里面要让亚当领会一件事情。
In God's heart, he wants Adam to know one thing.
他要完成神的托付, 他必须要有一个助手。
In order, God wants Adam to know, in order for him to complete God's commitment, he must have a helpmate. Now, how can Adam find a helper? At that time, he was only man, only human on earth. There are many animals. God brought all the animals before him.
但圣经就说了,
but the scripture says,
只是那人没有遇见配偶帮助他,
yet he could not find a helper amongst them.
当然在这里神让亚当领会一件事情,
of course there, God wants Adam to know one thing.
你要找配偶,你必须要找相同生命的。
If you want to find a helper, you must find one that has the same life.
生命不相同的,就不能做配偶。
If the life is not the same, it cannot be your helper.
但是你去哪里去找呢?
Now, how can you find one?
那神就为他们, 他为他造出一个配偶。
Then God created a helper for Adam.
但是我们要留意, 当神把这个意思向亚当来发表的时候,
now, when God reveals this intention to Adam,
神是怎么给他说的呢?
How did God say this to Adam?
神是说啊, 只是那人没有遇见配偶帮助他。
God says, but for Adam, there was not found a help meet for him.
比如说你就看到,
brothers and sisters, you can see.
神要叫人去完成他的托付。
God wants man to complete what he has entrusted man with.
神就为人去造一个配偶。
God initiated to create a helper for man.
这个是人的最早的历史。
This is the earliest history of man.
但是我们也从这个最早的历史的里头也体会到一件事。
But also from this earliest history of man, we're able to understand one thing.
因为这一件事情和神以后要把万有带回他面前所要做的是在一个同一个
Yet in this recording, it is in the same principle as the will of God in which he wants to gather, sum up all things as one.
那所以我们也晓得,这里神当时所做的,乃是从一面来说,从人际方面来说,乃是设立那个一个家庭。
Therefore, we can see in what God is doing at this point, on man's aspect, it is God's purpose to create a family.
但是建立一个夫妻的那个制度,婚姻的那个制度。It is to
establish the system of marriage, a husband and a wife.
但是那个重点呢?
But the purpose, the emphasis, it is by far, far, it is to manifest, pointing and speaking of Christ and the church. Therefore, brothers and sisters, you can see clearly one thing. When you return to Adam and Eve,
或者你退到后面, 从基督和教会来说,
or if you look from afar, it is speaking of Christ and the church. We're able to see one thing. When God does this arrangement, this design, it is in order to complete God's will. So God says to make a help meet for him. To help him with what?
我记得我好像是 就是William他们结婚的时候,我头一次和弟兄姊妹们读这一段经文的时候就指出一个问题。I
remember that probably when William and Esther got married, this is the first time I pointed this out when we read this passage.
神不是叫Esther去帮他烧饭。
God is not arranging for Esther to help William cook a meal.
也不是要他去给他洗衣服。
It's not to help William wash his clothes.
更不是叫他去帮忙他每天收拾床铺。
It is not to make William's bed every day.
都不是这个了。
That is not the help.
比如说你回到当时那个情景,你就知道了,这些都是 不存在的了。
Now, brothers and sisters, you realize that's not the point because at that time, those things did not exist.
你吃的是吃园中所有树上的果子,烧什么饭呢?
Now, when you eat, you're eating of all the fruits of the trees in the garden. You don't need to cook.
那是他们还没有犯罪,洗什么衣服呢?
At that time, they did not sin. You did not have any laundry.
他们那个时候就很自由自在的就在整个神所交托他们的地上来生活了。
Very naturally, very carefree, they can live in the environment which God created for them. There's no beds to make. Now, if that is the case, what is the help for? You must then ask, what did God entrust Adam with? God told Adam that you must cultivate and dress. You must be fruitful and multiply to fill the land. You must manifest the authority of God to subdue and govern all things. You say the words are too clear. That is the purpose for the helpmate that is to make for him. Now, why is that the case? Brothers and sisters, we won't get into it. We have to say the principle in which God works. Then, one thing we can see very clearly. When God works, He works according to the principle of coordination. That is also the principle in which God works when He creates a helpmate for man to work under this principle of coordination. Indeed, we thank the Lord.
因为我们看到,
because we're able to see
神所托付给人的那一些,
what God has entrusted man with, Adam by himself cannot complete.
因为生养众多，遍满全地，你叫亚当怎么生养众多了？
Just the fact that he is to be fruitful, multiply, and fill the land, how can he do it?
没有夏娃的话，亚当就不能成就这个事情。
Without Eve, Adam cannot fulfill that commitment.
你要遍满全地啊，你必须要有夏娃。
You must fulfill the land. In order to do so, you must have Eve.
如果没有夏娃，你就不能遍满全地。
Now without Eve, you cannot fill the land.
如果不能遍满全地，你要在全地上的执掌。 显明神的那一个传柄也是没有条件的。
Now if you cannot fill the land, therefore you cannot also cannot fulfill the commitment of subduing the land if you do not fill the land.
因此虽然这些经文都是我们很熟的，但是我们的确是不得不承认，我们没有很深入的去了解到神在里面所显明的。
Now, brothers and sisters, indeed, these are passages we're very familiar with, but we must acknowledge that we do not get into it very in detail and careful in understanding them. We thank the Lord.
是要叫生命有扩张，要叫神的权柄能显明，那一定要有配搭的安排。
In order for life to expand, in order for God's authority to be manifested, there must be this arrangement of coordination. Now let us also look at the man in which God created. Brothers and sisters, this is to our amazement.
虽然说到神所造的人，真正的给人在这一方面有一点记录的。
In God's creation of man, there has some recording for us.
你要来到新约的时候，我们才看得见。
We must go into the New Testament in order to see that.
但是我们可以先跑到新约里头来先看这个，再回来看旧约神的带领。Now
we can go first to the New Testament to look at the recording of the creation of man, and then come back to the Old Testament.
那这一点我们不需要花太多的时间的。
We don't need to spend too much time on this point.
点一下就可以了。
All we need to do is point it out.
比如说当你读到哥林多前书12章的时候,
brothers and sisters, when you read 1 Corinthians chapter 12,
那里就提到身体的见证。
There it speaks on the testimony of the body.
说到教会是基督的身体。
There it speaks on that Christ is the body, the church is the body of Christ.
这个基督的身体, 它要带出基督的见证。
Now the body of Christ is to bring forth the testimony of Christ.
但是身体是什么呢?
Now what is the body?
林前12章就很清楚在那里说了。
In 1 Corinthians chapter 12, it tells us very clearly.
就是透过各种各样不同的肢体的配搭。
It is through the working together accordingly of the different members thereof.
一个身体不是只有一种肢体。
In one body, there's not only one particular member.
如果只有一种肢体的话，那全身都是只有一个功用。
If there's only one particular member, then there's only one function in the body.
但是神造我们人这个身体,
but when God created this body,
他是说他把许多的肢体去各安排, 在身子上。
He has made members in particular, each in particular.
而这样每一个肢体在那里显明他们的功用的时候，那个身体就显出来。
Therefore, as each member manifests their particular functions, then it will manifest the body.
而不单是功用的问题。
Not only a matter of function.
并且肢体当中是有一个连结。
But in the body, amongst the members, there is a connection.
而这一个连结就把那个身体显出来。
In this union, in this connection, it manifests the body.
所以在人这个身体的上面啊。
Therefore, in this body of man,
你只要看一看我们自己，我们就知道什么叫做配搭。
When we only need to look at ourselves, then we know what it means to work together coordinately.
而从这个配搭的原则，就把我们带进神的工作，要建立基督身体的这一件。
Now, from this principle of working together accordingly, it brings us to the great matter of how to establish the body of Christ.
就这么我们常常会读到这段话的时候。
Now, brothers and sisters, many times we read these words.
那些话都非常容易的进到我们的心思里的。
These words very easily enter into our mind.
我们看看也好。
We can take a look.
哥林多前书十二章。
First Corinthians chapter 12.
从十四节开始
，Starting from verse 14，
我们念一念吧。
Let us read it。
啊，身子原不是一个肢体呢，是许多肢体。虽然左说脚说我不是手，所以不属乎身子，他不能因此就不属乎身子。虽然耳说我不是眼，所以不属乎身子，他也不能因此就不属乎身子。若全身是眼，从哪里听声呢？若全身是耳，从哪里闻味呢？但如今神随自己的意思把肢体去个安排在身上了。若都是一个肢体，身子在哪里呢？但如今肢体是多的，身子却是一个。眼不能对手说我用不着你，头也不能对脚说我用不着你。不但如此，身上肢体人以为软弱的更是不可少的。身上肢体我们看为不体面的，越发给他加上体面；不俊美的，越发给他得着俊美。我们俊美的肢体自然用不着装饰，但神配搭这身子，把加倍的体面给那有缺陷的肢体，免得身上分门别类。总要肢体彼此相顾，若一个肢体受苦，所有的肢体就一同受苦；若一个肢体得荣耀，所有的肢体就一同快乐。你们就是基督的身体身子，并且各自做肢体。
Reading from verse 14to verse 27.
那这一大段的话里头就把那个肢体的配搭的话说得太清楚了。
Now in this passage it speaks very clearly to us about the working together coordinately.
不单是在功用上面有配搭。
Not only do they work together in function.
感觉感情上有配搭。
But in feeling and emotion they are also coordinate.
因为连生命都是连接在一起。
Because it is life that unites them together.
我们是在感谢我们的主。
Indeed, we thank our Lord.
那在他所做的功德里头。
Now in his work.
他一直把他这个法则显明在我们的眼前。
He continues to manifest this principle before us.
借着配搭就把神所要做成的工作带到完成，或者说是带到显明出来。
Through coordination, it is to bring the will of God to completion or for it to be manifested.
那么然后我们要花一点时间来留意了。
Now we have to take some time to take note of that.
那是神在历代里头怎么带领他所用的人活出这样的一个法则。
Now throughout the ages and generations, how does God lead those who belong to him to live out this principle?
我们感谢我们的主。
We thank our Lord.
那就是关乎神怎么来彰显他的自己的问题。
This has to do with how God manifests himself.
那神怎么来彰显他自己呢？
Now how does God manifest himself?
那当然他就借助我们这些人。
Of course it is through us.
就是被造的人。
The created man.
人如果没有堕落的话，那这个是没有难处。
Now there's no difficulty if man had not fallen.
因为人就是按照神的安排来跟随。
Because man would follow according to God's arrangement.
但是在我们这些堕落了的人的身上。
But upon the fallen man,
我们怎么
How we able to see this principle in which God works?
怎么让神这个做工的法则来指导我们来跟随主所要做的呢?
How do we allow for this working principle of God to direct us in following what God is to do?
弟兄姊妹，我们看神在人中间做工两个大时段。
Brothers and sisters, we must look at two great stages in which God works.
一个是旧约,
one period is the Old Testament.
一个是新约,
one is the New Testament. We can generally put it in these two periods.
那在旧约的里面,神做工,
now in the Old Covenant, God works.
在新约的里头,
in the New Covenant, God also works.
但是不管在新约也好,旧约也好,
but whether in the Old Covenant or the New Covenant, God works according to that one eternal purpose.
那就是显明他自己,
that is to manifest himself.
万有都归到他呢?
So that all things can be summed up as one in him.
那弟兄姊妹们,
now, brothers and sisters, how is God to complete this work?
那弟兄姊妹们,
brothers and sisters, we only look at this in general.
虽然是很笼统的来看,
even though it is only in general. Even so, we're able to see it being manifested throughout history as God works.
那弟兄们,你很清楚地知道,在旧约的日子,在律法的底下,神怎么来带领他的百姓?
Brothers and sisters, we know very clearly under the Old Covenant, as God leads His people, how does He do so?
神怎么做工在他的百姓的身上?
How does God work upon His people?
你看到有三个知识,
we can see there are three ministries.
一个是 祭司,
one is the priest.
一个是先知,
one is the prophet.
一个是君王,
one is the king.
如果按照次序来说,
now, according to the order,
一个是先知,
one is the ministry of the prophet, one is the priest.
一个是君王,
and the other is the king.
那比如说你看,就透过这三种的知识,
now, brothers and sisters, it's through these three ministries.
神就把他自己所要做的, 在他的百姓的中间来完成,
God is to complete it and execute it amongst His people through these three ministries.
那神为什么要透过这三个知识来做呢?
Now, why is God using these three ministries to do His work?
那他为什么不能让他的儿子提早一点来,把三个知识都集中在他一个人的身上来成全,那不是干脆的多吗?
Why didn't God not allow for His Son to appear earlier for all three ministries to be manifested upon Him for Him to complete the work of God? Wouldn't that be more clear-cut?
弟兄姊妹们,当然我们一面是知道,
brothers and sisters, of course, one hand we know.
神做工的法则是配搭,他不单独来做工。
God's working principle is coordination. He does not work alone.
另一方面来说,
on the other hand,
也没有办法在人中间找到一个人可以完全承担神所要他们担起来的。
God did not find an individual meet to do all the work which God has entrusted.
就是等到我们的主后来, 到地上来了, 道成肉身了,
even as later our Lord appeared when the Word became flesh,
旧约的三个知识都集中在他身上,
when the three ministries of the Old Covenant was upon Him.
但是神的工作在到了新约的时候, 所要做成的就不是旧约的那一个内容了。
Yet, the work which God is to complete under the New Covenant no longer are the content in the Old Covenant.
而是建立基督的身体了。
But it is to establish the body of Christ.
要建立基督的身体的话,
if we want to establish the body of Christ,
那你就看到基督和身体也必须要有一个配搭了。
We must also see there must needs to be a coordination between Christ and the body.
我们不扯那么远,
we won't go too far.
我们先还是回到旧约来。
First, in the Old Covenant,
当弟兄们你看到旧约这三个知识的时候,
when we first see these three ministries in the Old Covenant,
你就领会得到,
we can understand
神如何在人中间做工呢?
How does God work amongst men?
他是透过三个不同的,
it is through three different ministries.
但是确实让他们彼此配搭起来,
yet it is for these three ministries to mutually coordinate with one another in order to manifest what God wants.
好,我们感谢我们的主,
we thank our Lord.
那这是一方面,
that's one aspect.
但是在旧约的里头,
yet in the Old Covenant,
有很多的事情,
There are many things
是我们一定要稍微留意一下的,
that we must pay attention to.
当以色列人出埃及的时候,
when the Israelites left Egypt,
那么他们在路上曾经打了一仗,
on the way, they fought one battle.
那是跟亚玛力人打的,
that was against the Amalekites.
那是他们出埃及以后的头一个仗,
that is the first battle which they fought after they left Egypt.
那一个仗弟兄姊妹们也很熟悉那个历史的过程,
now in that battle, brothers and sisters, you're also very familiar with.
山下是约书亚带着军兵在前线和亚玛力人接触,
in the plain, it was Joshua who led the army to come into full contact with the Amalekites.
但是另一面你看到,摩西在山上,
but on the other hand, you also see Moses on the mountain.
他在那里举手,
there he is praying, he is raising his hand.
前那边去打仗,
as they are fighting,
这边是举手,
on the other hand, they are lifting their hands.
好像是两件不同的事情,
it seems like it's two different events.
但是你很明显地看见,
but very clearly you can see,
这两件事情当中是有点关联的,
these two events are connected.
摩西的手举得起来的时候, 约书亚就打胜仗,
when Moses was able to lift his hands, Joshua gained the victory.
摩西的手垂下来, 举不起来的时候, 约书亚就打败仗,
when Moses could not lift his hands and it wearied and dropped, Joshua was retreating and defeated.
起初也许他们还不看不到这种情形,
at the beginning probably they did not see this connection,
也许经过一段时间他们才发觉,
but probably after a certain period they discovered, whenever Moses lifted his hands, we're able to defeat them.
什么时候摩西的手垂下来, 我们就没办法支撑了,
whenever his hands dropped, we're not able to gain the victory.
而经过了两三次,
through a couple of times,
他们发现这个现象,
they discover this phenomenon. Therefore, they have some activity on the mountain.
那是亚伦跟户儿两个人就站在摩西的两旁,
that was Aaron and Hur, they stood on the two sides of Moses.
再用石头在那里叠起一些石头来,
there they piled up some stones.
就把摩西的手搁在那里, 他们两个人也扶着摩西的手, 一直让摩西的手举起来,
they were able to use that to support the arms of Moses. They also lifted the arms of Moses.
这样以色列人就把亚玛力人打掉了,
therefore the Israelites were able to defeat the Amalekites.
但弟兄姊妹们,
but brothers and sisters,
他们怎么会知道这样的一件事?
How did they realize this matter?
他们如果早就知道这个事情, 一开始打仗就把摩西的手搁在那里, 那就没有胜负的分别了, 只有得胜。
If they knew that ahead of time, they can have just raised Moses' hand on the stones and there would be no wins or losses. They would have victory throughout.
起初打仗的时候神也不告诉他们说你们可以这样做, 那你们就不会打败。
Even at the beginning of the battle, God did not tell them, this is what you can do, that you will not lose.
但神却让他们去经历一些胜败。
But God allows for them to experience victories and defeats.
他们灵里头, 就领会过来了,
then in their spirits, they're able to come to understand.
原来神要显明他的工作,
that God is to manifest his work. There's a principle at work. That is coordination.
山上的和战场上的配搭,
that is the coordination on the mountain and on the battlefield.
山上举手的和扶持着举手的也配搭,
there is a coordination on the mountain with the one who lifts the hands and the one who supports the arms.
弟兄姊妹,如果我们没有留意到神的心思的话, 我们不会注意到这样的一件事。
Brothers and sisters, if we're not careful about the heart of God, we would not pay attention to this matter.
而我们只是知道摩西祷告,他们就打胜,摩西祷告不来,他们就打败。
We only realize that when Moses prayed, they will win. If Moses did not pray, they will lose.
顶多就是到这个地步。
That is the most that we understand.
但是感谢神。
But we thank God.
在神具体在他们实际生活的带领里头, 让他们去接触配搭的法则。
God practically leads them in their daily living for them to experience this matter, this principle of coordination.
那这是, 这是一件事情。
That is one thing.
那另外又有一件事。
There's another matter.
那是大卫还没有做王以前。
That is before David was king.
啊，他在一个城里给扫罗追赶。
As he was being pursued, chased by Saul in the city.
对不起，对，他就给扫罗追赶，所以他就跑到腓力士地。
As he was being chased by Saul, he went to the land of the Philistines.
那一次，腓力士又跟亚，扫罗打仗了。
There, as the Philistines were to go into battle with Saul.
他是很为难，出战又不是，不出也不战也。也不是。
It was difficult for David either to go into battle or not go into battle.
那结果后来神就兴起环境，让腓力士人拒绝他跟随他们出战。
Later on, God raised up the circumstances to have the Philistines reject David to go into battle with them.
他们就回他们的大本营了。
So the Philistines went back to their headquarters.
大卫就带着他的人回大本营了。
So David went back to his camp with his people.
他哪里回到大本营的时候就发觉一件事情。
Now when David went back to his camp, he discovered one thing.
他们的眷属，他们的所有的财产都给人抢光了。
All their belongings was taken by others.
结果大卫他们就去追。
So David went on to pursue.
追上了。
They overtook them.
但是还没有把所有的东西都带拿回来。
Yet he did not recover all of the belongings.
跟随大卫的只有600人。
There are only 600 who followed David.
那个时候有200人已经很疲倦，不能再行走，是当然谈不上战斗了。
At that time there was 200 that was very weary. Of course then, not only can they not fight, but they cannot go on.
那结果他们就留守在后方。
So they remain behind to keep watch.
剩下的400人继续追赶。
The 400 remaining continue to pursue.
结果就把那些掳掠他们的人全都灭掉，把所给抢去的也都夺回来。
As a result, they were able to catch up to those who took their belongings, also had to slaughter all of them, and also took back their possession and belongings.
还掳掠了很多很多的战利品。
Also had gained much spoil.
那当他们回到大本营的时候
，Now when they returned to the camp,
他们当中就有人说
，There are some in their midst.
我们六百人
，There are 600 of us.
200个人没有出去打仗
，200 did not go into fight.
400个人出去拼命
，400 used their lives.
那200个人
，These 200.
我们只是把他们的家属和他们原有的还给他们。
We only return to them their belongings, their possession, their family.
我们掳掠过来的就是不分给他们。
What we gain in spoil will not be divided amongst them.
因为他们没份在这里。
Because they had no part.
丢子们，你留意。
Brothers and sisters, pay attention.
如果说的不太好听的话
，If we put it in a good way，
当时跟随大卫的那一批人啊，我们可以说粗鲁一点，都是亡命之徒。
Those the group that followed David in at that time, we can say that they were rough people. They were like gangsters.
因为上面也说的，在各处的什么什么什么啊，那个都来救，来投奔大卫。
Because even at the beginning, it tells us how this group formed. They were from everywhere that went to seek shelter with David.
所以在这些人的本质上面呢，他们只是看见利的，没有看见义的。
Therefore, by nature, this group of people they only saw to their benefit what they gained and not any.Feeling or love amongst them.
所以他们提出这样的意见来啊，绝对合他们的理的。
Therefore, when they gave this suggestion that only those who took part had the spoil, that was very reasonable to them.
也合他们的理的。
It was also to their benefit.
但是大卫在那个时候就说。
But at that time, David said,
不行。
No.
不可以这样。
We cannot do this.
上阵的得多少？
Those who went into battle
看守的也得多少
would gain the same portion as those who remained behind.
这个就是记载在撒母耳记上30章的。
That is recorded in 1 Samuel chapter 30.
那里就说到，这个就成了以色列永远的定例。
Therefore, it tells us that has become an eternal statute amongst the Israelites.
那上阵的多少，看守的多少
？It is the same portion for those who go ahead and those who remain behind.
他们。在那个时候就看见了，不是只是在前面拼命的那些 才有功劳.
At that time, they are able to see not only those who went ahead to risk their life have any merit.
你有一个稳固的后方也是功劳.
But it is also a merit when you have a very secure base.
所以你不能只看见在前面拼命，却忘记了后方的留守.
Therefore, you cannot only focus on those who risk their life in the front line and neglect those who keep watch behind.
弟兄姊妹，我们要问的.
Brothers and sisters, we must ask.
对于这批亡命之徒啊,
to this group of rough people,
大卫怎么能领会有这样的一个法则?
How is David able to come to understand this working principle?
同时当他提出来的时候, 众人都服下来。
At the same time, when David mentioned this, all submitted to it.
虽然圣经没有很大的、很详细的记载，
even though the scriptures do not record in detail，
但是在那里提出，这又成为以色列人永远的定例啊。
Yeah, when it mentions that this become a perpetual statue amongst the Israelites，
你就看到在这个事情的背后，神的手在那里管理着。
You're able to see behind this, it is God's hand governing.
那这个管理是根据什么来管理？
Now, what is this according to?
配搭的原则.
It is to the principle of coordination.
我们感谢我们的主.
We thank our Lord.
神在历史里头一直带领着他的百姓去学习活在那个配搭的里面.
Throughout history, God continues to lead his people to live under this principle.
不单是这样.
Not only this.
我不举太多例子了, 不然时间不够了.
I won't go into too much examples, otherwise we run out of time. In 2 Samuel,
我们也又看见有一次,
we also see another incident.
以色列人跟外国打仗了。
The Israelites were at battle again.
当时外国的军兵很多, 那的力量是超越过以色列人的。
In this battle, the other nation had a far superior army than the Israelites, greater in number.
当时是约押和 他的弟弟叫什么名字啊? 叫亚萨还是已经死掉了，他另外一个弟弟，反正他另外一个弟弟了，一下叫不起来。
Joab and his other brother, I cannot remember the name now, but at that time, Joab and his brother.
那他们两个上阵的时候。
Both of them, when they were in battle,
就发觉那个当时的情势是这样,
they discovered that was the situation at hand.
那是在撒母耳记下第十章的,
that is in 2 Samuel chapter 10.
他们是前后受敌,
now they were under attack from front and back.
或者说是伏背受敌,
or you can say from the front and from the back, they were under attack.
那在这样的情形是在作战是非常非常危险的。
Under this situation, it is very difficult to fight.
那他们当时怎么样呢?
At that time, what did they do?
当时约押就和他弟弟两个人就把以色列的军兵分成两队。
At that time, Joab divided the army of Israel into two camps.
一对应付前面，一对应付后面。
One was to against the front and one from behind.
然后他们出发以前就说了,
now before they went forth, they said,
如果亚兰人缠过我, 你就来帮助我。
Now if the Ammonites overcome me, you come and help me.
如果亚兰人缠过你, 我就去帮助你。
Now if they're too strong for you, I will go help you.
我们要为神的名做大丈夫。
We will be good men in the name of the Lord.
要为神的名打仗。
We will fight in the name of the Lord.
叫什么名字?
Abishai.
亚比塞, 对,
and his younger brother's name is Abishai.
对,我知道你留意这件事。
Brothers and sisters, take note of this.
当然你说,这个是一般战术上就是这样的了。
You say, no, that is common strategy in battle.
但弟兄姊妹们,在当时那个情形啊,就不是战术的问题啊。
But brothers and sisters, in that situation, it's not a matter of strategy.
因为前后的那个战事是同时进行的。
Because at that time, they were being attacked from front and behind at the same time.
以色列人是少数。
The Israelites were the minority. The opposition was greater in number.
能再分出一些多余的兵力来支援的。
There's no way for you to have extra armies to help.
但是感谢神,
but we thank God.
里面有一个代理,
within Joab, he had this guidance.
不管那个战事的情形是怎样,
regardless of the situation,
你危急,
if you're in help, in need, I will help you.
我危急,
if I am in need, you will come and help me.
你不必管当前的那个战事的光景是怎样,
regardless of the situation you're facing.
弟兄姊妹们,
brothers and sisters, what
这是对答?
Is that? This is coordination. We thank our Lord.
主在他的百姓的历史的里头一直在那里带领着。
Throughout the history of his people, God continues to lead.
让他们学习活在这个配达的法则里。
For them to learn to live under this principle of coordination.
来到新约啊。
So when we're in the New Testament,
那这个情形就更明显了。
This is even more evident.
如果叫新约的时候,
because in the New Covenant, all of God's work is focused on one point. That is to build the body of Christ.
那在建立基督身体的事上面,
now in this matter of building the body of Christ,
是怎么来? 叫基督的身体得建立的呢?
How is the body of Christ to be established?
是几个有恩赐的人在那里说话, 管理，那就教会就给建立起来了，是不是呢？
Is it just built up by individuals who are gifted with speaking or governing?
人以为是,
man think that is the way.
事实完全不可能。
But the fact is that is completely impossible.
因为几个人就是几个人。
Because a few is just a few.
但神要的是整个的基督的身体。
But what God desires is the entire body of Christ.
那就是说,
that is to say,
但如果基督的身体要得着建立,
in order for the body of Christ to be established,
那不是少数人的问题,
that is not a matter of a few.
是全体的问题,
it is the whole.
是当我们读以弗所书第四章的时候,
therefore, when we read Ephesians chapter
4, 我们就看得很清楚了,
we see very clearly
神在教会里头的那个安排和带领,
the arrangement and guidance of God amongst the church.
安排一些有造就恩赐的弟兄们,
he has arranged. There are brethren who are gifted.
他们担起一个责任，把神的众儿女都带动起来。
They bear responsibility, that is to uplift the other members of the body.
造就他们,
to edify them.
建立他们,
to establish them.
扶持他们,
to support them.
引导他们,
to guide them.
做什么?
To do what?
进入身体。
In order to enter into the body.
哎呦,
because the words of the Lord says,
这些有恩赐的弟兄们神赏赐给教会,
God has given these brethren as gifts to the church.
乃是要成全圣徒,
it is in order for the perfecting of the saints.
乃是要建立圣徒,
it is for the establishment of the saints. It is for the saints to be equipped.
为什么?
Why?
要叫他们站在他们该站的那个地位上来显明他该有的功用。
It is in order for all saints to stand in the position which they ought to stand and to manifest their function thereof.
所以那里是说,
therefore it says,
成全圣徒,
it is for the perfecting of saints, for them to do their fitted for their work.
建立,
for the building of the body of Christ.
弟兄姊妹们,
brothers and sisters, the word of the Lord is too clear.
不单是那里说一说,
not only to mention it there,
接下去再说,
but it continues to say,
叫我们众人都连于元首基督,
that we would all be connected to Christ the head.
肢体互相联络,
every joint connected, joined together.
各按各级,
that the whole body fitted and joined together, every joint supplying.
照着各体的功用彼此相助,
according to the effectual working in the measure of every part.
便叫身体渐渐地长成,
making increase of the body unto the edifying.
弟兄姊妹们,
brothers and sisters, the word of the Lord is too clear. In the building of the church, God continues to show the church the requirement of coordination.
我们感谢赞美我们的主。
We praise and thank our Lord.
不单是在身体,
Not only does the Lord show us in building his body, he shows us this principle. But even in the daily living of the members of the body, he shows us this.
在书信的上面,好多处的地方一直提醒我们。
Throughout the epistles, many places it reminds us. For example, Galatians chapter 6.
你们个人的重担应该彼此担当,
that you must bear one another's burdens.
你说他是他的, 我是我的, 我担什么他的?
You say, he is him, and I am me. Why should I bear his burden?
但是主给我们看见,
but the Lord shows us.
你们是在一个身体里,
you are all in one body.
肢体是要互相扶持的,
the members is to support one another.
所以他的事就是你的事,
so his matters are your matters.
你的事也就是他的事,
your matters are his matters.
我们感谢主,
we thank the Lord.
不单是加拉太书是这样说,
not only does it say that in Galatians,
我这一方面的事太多了,
there are many recordings of this passage.
特别格林德后书那里提到当时保罗让 提摩太提多他们在哥林多教会里面为犹大的饥荒所预备的那些资源。
In 2 Corinthians, Paul shows us that for Timothy and Titus, when they were preparing the resources for the shortage of the Jews,
那里说了几句话,
there it records some words.
他是叫你们现在的富裕补他们的不足,
so that your abundance can supply for their lack now.
让他们以后的富裕也补你们的不足,
so that their abundance in the future can also supply for your need.
弟兄们你看到这个是一个配搭,
brothers and sisters, you can see that is a coordination.
在生活上面的互相的 扶持,
that is to support one another in living.
我们感谢赞美我们的神,
we praise and thank our God.
从旧约一直到新约,
from the Old Testament to the New Testament.
你看到神做工里面有一个法则,
brothers and sisters, we're able to see there's a principle which God works.
那个是配搭的法则,
that is
配搭,
that is a principle of coordination.
我们感谢我们的主,
we thank our Lord.
那当我们看到这个配搭的法则的时候,
when we see this principle,
我们要 再进一步来留意为什么神要用这个配搭的法则,
we must go a step further to see why God uses this principle.
如果有些有才干的人呢,他们少数人就可以把什么事情都弄完, 那不是干干脆脆吗?
If there are a few who are gifted and talented and they get the job done, wouldn't that be even better?
为什么要配搭呢?
Why must we work together?
配搭不是多余累赘吗?
Working together is just a big mess and much more trouble.
丢失我们要留意,
we must take note.
神的工作从来不是从果效上来考虑的,
God's work never focuses on the result.
神所有的工作都是从人得造就这一个作为首先考虑的点。
God's work is always first focus on the matter for the edification of man.
或者说神是先要得着人,
in other words, God is focused on the fact that he must first gain man.
先是考虑得着人,
God first looks to gain man and then the result from the work.
有些时候啊, 我们 好像觉得神很浪费,
many times we think this is such a waste with God.
神要完成那件事情,
in order for God to complete this, it is very easy.
但神好像这就是好像仍然能迂迂回回弯弯曲曲的,
but it just takes so much time and effort from God's perspective.
为什么是这样呢?
Why is that the case?
我们承认如果主不叫我们里面有光我们不懂,
we acknowledge if God does not give us light within, we do not understand.
就好像很久很久以前, it's just, 在美国发生过一件事,
it's just like a very, very long time ago, there's this event in the U.S.
现在好像很少会再有这种事情发生,
now this seldom happens.
在美国一个人家,
there's this family in the U.S.
他就让 他的孩子去种苹果,
this family let the son go to grow apples.
就付他工资。
And to pay him a wage for doing so.
就是让他培养一株的苹果。
It is for him to grow some apples.
当然那孩子啊，起初他也许蛮高兴的。
Of course, the child at the beginning is very joyful about this.
慢慢的他就感觉很麻烦。
Gradually, he feels this is so much trouble work.
结果嘛，苹果树给他培养死掉了。
As a result, the apple tree died, did not make it.
死掉了一棵，他爸爸就说，重新买一棵给你再种。
After the first apple tree died, the father said, I will buy you another one for you to start to plant it and dress it.
又种死掉了。
And then the apple tree died again.
再买一棵给你种。
Let's have another one.
你总得要把它种上来。
No matter what, you try to learn for this apple tree to grow.
不晓得他种死了多少棵。
The son made many apple trees die.
他父亲的朋友看到他这样啊，就跟他说了。
The father's friend saw the father and said,
他说哎呦。你拿买树苗的那个钱去买那个苹果回来还花不了那么许多呢。
You could have used the money you spent on all this work to buy the apple tree for your son to grow. You might as well buy the apple and you would spend far less.
你这样让你儿子去种苹果那是浪费。
It's such a waste for you to spend the time for your child to grow the apple.
你晓得那个人怎么回答。
How did the father reply?
他说我也知道。
The father said, I know.
但是我的目的不是要他把苹果种出来。
But my purpose is not for my son to grow the apples.
我是要锻炼他这个人。
But it is to train my son.
弟兄姊妹们，你看啊，目的很不一样啊。
Brothers and sisters, you see, the purpose is very different.
神在我们身上做工常常是这样。
This is quite often the case when God works upon us.
哎呀，好像对我们又浪费时间，又浪费那个物质。
It seems like God is wasting so much time and materials upon us.
但弟兄姊妹们，神所注意的。
But brothers and sisters, what God takes note of.
首先是这个人要给神得着。
It is first that God must gain the individual.
神不是注意这个人要做成那个工作的结果要有多好。
God is not focused on the fact how good the results may be because of the work.
那现在我们就看到问题了。
Now we see the issue.
为什么神要用着一个配搭的原则来做工呢？
Why must God work according to this principle of coordination?
其中有一件事情我们不能忽略。
One thing that we cannot neglect.
弟兄姊妹，你留意到什么叫做配搭
？Brothers and sisters, pay attention to what is coordination.
刚才我说，按照人来看，那就是分工合作。
I've said, according to man, it seems like we just divide the work amongst ourselves.
但是你看到里面去
，But when you look into it,
这个不是分工合作的这个表面的问题。
It is not just on the surface this issue of dividing the work amongst ourselves.
这是一个进入交通的问题。
But it's an issue of entering into fellowship.
你要配搭，你必须先有交通。
If you are to work together coordinately, you must first have fellowship.
啊，你没有一个。你没有那个明确的交通，你就没办法配搭。
If you do not have very clear fellowship, there's no way for you to work together coordinately.
那是配搭乃是一个交通。
Coordination is a manifestation of fellowship.
而这个交通是根据什么呢？
Now what is this fellowship based on?
乃是根据同归于一。
It is to based on this principle, this fact of being summed up together as one.
这个是大前提。
Brothers and sisters, that is the premise.
神让我们在配搭的法则上面来学习跟随他。
God wants us to learn to follow him with this principle of coordination.
乃是为了要把我们带进同归于一的这一个点。
It is in order to bring us into this point, being gathered together as one.
弟兄姊妹，你晓得。
Brothers and sisters, you
know. 如果当神这个配搭的原法则带出来的时候。
When God brings forth this principle of coordination.
那首先要他要在人中间他要在神儿女们中间要得着什么呢？
What must God first gain amongst his children?
一定要得着神儿女的响应。
He must first gain the response, the echo of his children.
如果神儿女没有响应的话，那这个
If there's no response from his children, this coronation cannot take place.
你要配答能实行,
if, in order for the coronation to take place,
神儿女有响应,
first, the children must have a response.
弟兄姊妹在这个神儿女的响应的里面,
brothers and sisters, amongst the response of the children,
不但是带进那一个交通,
not only does it bring into fellowship,
并且这个交通的范围也在那里,
but the boundary of the fellowship is also very evident. That is also in 1 John. That is because we have fellowship with the Father and the Son. And we also have fellowship with everyone who is redeemed by God. Brothers and sisters, when the children have a response, the first thing you can see, that as it first breaks, rids man of himself.
弟兄姊妹，我们的天然我们都明白的。
Brothers and sisters, we all know too well our own nature.
没有一个人例外的。
There is no exception.
如果我们不是经过十字架的对付的话,
if we have not gone through the dealing of the cross,
我们如果不是经过生命的工作的话,
if we have not gone through the working of life,
我们每一个人眼睛都是只看着我们自己。
Each one of us, our own sight is on ourselves.
没有什么事情比自己更大的。
There's nothing greater than ourselves.
但是感谢主。
But thank the Lord.
当主把我们带进配搭的时候,
when the Lord brings us into coordination,
首先他就把我们这个自己打破了,
he first shatters our own self.
他让我们看见,
he shows us,
你要成就神的工作,
in order to do the work of God, it is impossible by yourself. What you can do for God is very limited. In order to complete the will of God, you must work together coordinately with the children of God. Why must you work together with God's children? Because in coordination, it brings forth this matter, this requirement of one.
在这个合一的要求的上头就带出了基督做元首的事实。
And in this requirement of oneness, it brings forth the fact that Christ is the head.
当你来到基督的身体的语言的时候,
and when you enter into the reality of the body of Christ, I will not no longer I.
我也不再是看你,
no longer do I look at you.
你也不再看你,
and you should not look at yourself.
你也不再看我,
and you do not look at me.
那看谁呢?
Then who do we look
看基督,
at? We look to Christ.
看主,
we look at the Lord.
因为他是元首,
because he is the head.
我们感谢赞美我们的主,
we praise and thank our Lord.
这种配搭的这个法则摆出来好像从表面看就好像是分工合作。
Brothers and sisters, this principle of working together coordinately when it's placed forth, externally, it seems it's just dividing the work amongst ourselves equally. But when we get into the reality of it, very clearly you're able to see one thing, that we must hold fast to the head. What does it mean to hold fast to the head? Simply put, that is our whole being, our whole person, and the purpose of our living is to seek to please him. This is what it means to hold fast to the head. Because everything is according to him. It's in order to please him. It is in order to gain his favor.
这个是从生命生活的这个层面来看,
this is looking at it from the level of the living.
那因为持定元首,
because when we hold fast to the head,
合一,
it brings forth that oneness,
或者带进那个同心合一,
or it leads us into that oneness.
什么叫做同心合一呢?
What does it mean to be in one mind and one heart?
如可以这样说,
if we're in one accord, you can say it in this way.
那就是我们服事的目的,
that is the purpose of our service, our service to God. It is in order to fulfill his will. It is in order to complete his plan. Brothers and sisters, you can see, when we touch this principle of working together, there is this foundation there. One is to hold fast to the head, one is to be in one heart. When you hold fast to the head, that is based on the fact in our daily living we are seeking to please him. He is our purpose.
重新合一,
to be in one accord.
服侍的事情上面, 以成就神的目的做我们 的方向。
It is on the plane to complete, to work together to complete the will of God as our direction.
我们感谢赞美我们的主。
We praise and thank our Lord.
那因着神把我们摆在教会的生活的里头。
Therefore, as God places us in church living,
好像我们在当中要学的一门功课就是。
One lesson he, God allows for us to learn is to learn to work together in service.
或者说是肢体生活。
Or that is body life.
教会失去了这样的一个见证和法则很久很久了。
The church has lost this testimony, this principle for a very long time.
然后我们实在需要主给我们有更大的怜悯。
Indeed, we must look for greater mercy with the Lord.
特别在这个靠近主回来以前的剩下不多的时刻里。
Especially in these last days when the return of the Lord draws nigh.
我们来认识神做工的法则。
When we come to understand the working principle of God.
我们不单是认定一切是根据他的旨意。
Not only do we acknowledge that all things are according to his own will.
也在分别的原则上面来答应神的呼召。
But also under the principle of separation, we answer his call.
更在生命的跟随上面来接受神的拆毁。
And in the pursuit of our life, we accept the breaking of God.
也在配搭上面来成全神的心意。
And in coordination, we come to complete God's will.
我想今天晚上我们就交通到这。
I think we'll end our sharing here today.
下礼拜我们还是继续交通神做工的法则另外的又一面。
Next week, we'll continue to share on the principle of God's work in another aspect.
大概还有两三个点我们还要看的。
There are about two or three other points that we must look into.
我们盼望主给我们真知道他是怎样做工，我们好跟随他的脚步。
May the Lord truly give us a true knowledge of how he works so that we're able to follow his footsteps.
我们祷告。
Let us pray.